Wanted. Charismatic, appealing candidate for governor. Should be able to self-finance cost of campaign. Need at least $10 million. Need to be able to completely distance yourself from unpopular Granholm administration without criticizing current governor and her policies in any way. Need to be able to convince voters you can straighten out current economic mess, but cannot make any of our big interest groups feel threatened. Apply care of Mark Brewer, Michigan Democratic Party. The Democrats aren't likely to place a want ad like that, but if they did, and if they were honest, that's how it might read. And even though Michigan is filled with people looking for jobs these days, the Democrats are having a hard time finding someone who fits that job description. In fact, they're having a hard time finding so-called top-tier candidates at all. I could tell you why, but it's a secret. Okay, well, I guess I can trust you. There's a strong feeling that the Democrats are going to lose, pretty much regardless of whom they nominate. The economy is bad, and people tend to blame the party in power, which, for the last 7 years, has been the Democrats. Democrats have known for a long time that they were going to have trouble this year, but figured they had their sacrificial lamb ready, Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. In fact, party leaders did their best to shoo other candidates out of the race. Then, last month, Cherry staged a mini earthquake by pulling out of the race. He said he'd had trouble raising funds. That left the Democrats with only one official candidate, Alma Wheeler Smith, a state rep from Washtenaw County. She's smart, funny, gutsy, and attractive, and has a comprehensive and thoughtful tax plan. But the big boys don't think she can win. And current filing reports show she'd raised less than $40,000. Since then, Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero's gotten into the race too, but party leaders don't see him as a heavyweight either, especially in the name recognition or money departments. So they've been looking desperately, and almost pathetically, for a savior. They turned to Denise Illich, the pizza heiress. She eventually said thanks, but no thank you. Yesterday, Bob Bowman, who'd been a very young member of former Governor Blanchard's cabinet, also bowed out. His excuse was that the 6 months before the primary isn't long enough to put together a campaign, and the fact that he now lives in Connecticut may have been a tiny factor, too. So the next big question is whether Speaker of the House Andy Dillon will take the plunge. We'll find out soon. Meanwhile, there's a sense of gloom among Democrats, but Republicans shouldn't get too smug. 2 years ago, the only person they could find to run against Carl Levin was a term-limited state legislator who had no money and who lost by a record margin. And never forget that you never can tell. 28 years ago, the only person Democrats in Toledo could find to run for Congress was a graduate student who worked in the Carter White House. But that fall, voters turned against the GOP. Marcy Kaptur won that race, and she's been in Congress ever since. We've got a long way to go this election year, so stay tuned.